preached that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And we're going to be talking about his latest article. It appears on News with Views, entitled Religion and World Government, Part 3. Now, Religion and World Government, Part 3 is available on newswithviews.com. Go there, pull it down, pull down the other two articles in the series, and put them in a folder and read them. And reread them, and reread them, and begin to understand how this all fits together. How, for many years, for really many decades, they have planned to use use the Christian religion to bring about their new world order. And behind that, the silent hand of the occult, and Alice Bailey, and the new group of world servers, and who finances this Luciferian organization? Why, and I've been to the webpage, so I know it's accurate, because Dr. Cuddy is always accurate, but it's organizations like the Carter Foundation, the Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation. Why are they funding the new group of world servers? Don't they know this is a Luciferian organization dedicated to the creation of a one-world government and the destruction of Christianity? Well, with that as a background, and let me point out that everything going on today, the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, it's all about bringing about the world government. It's a wonderful distraction to keep us from seeing what's happening here at home. As our president, whose loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream, goes about uniting the North American community, and that's why they refuse to enforce our border laws, why they have no intention of building a fence, why we still have, in effect, the catch-and-release program, where you catch people from Arab countries who could be terrorists, and you immediately release them into America. Tell them, of course, to come back in a couple of months for a deportation hearing, but you'd never guess. None of the terrorists ever come back for deportation hearings, or most of them are not terrorists. They're just people coming here for a better life. But there are some terrorist cells, but they're all under tight control, fairly infiltrated by our intelligence agencies, and the war on terrorism is simply a facade. It is simply a vehicle to justify ever more control over our lives as we move from freedom to fascism, from the land of the free to the home of the depraved. Well, that is the background. Dr. Dennis Cuddy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure. So I really enjoyed reading your Part 3 of Religion and World Government.
I hope your listeners follow your advice and check out that series as well as the other articles on the News with Views website. The you mentioned in there the new group of world servers. I would encourage your listeners to go to that website for NGWS, New Group of World Servers, and they'll see little boxes on the left and right. POL stands for Politics, EDU for Education, and click on it to see the various members. And as you mentioned, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Carter Center, there's also something called the Character Education Partnership, which sounds sort of general and innocuous, but when you look on there, you'll see a lot of high profile people. You'll see the chairman of various multinational corporations, for example. So it's really a rather wide spread, far reaching in its influence. And in terms of the, as you said, the North American community, that's the way the European community started out. So the plan, despite, well, what they do is they compartmentalize everything. So the people for Security and Prosperity Partnerships can say, oh, we're not doing such and such, we're just doing this. But when you put this together with that, together with something else, it really amounts to the same thing that Europe went through in building its what's now the European Union. And in terms of the what you said about the terrorists coming across, there's thousands and thousands of illegal aliens coming from the southern border, but conservative estimates say that there are about 9,000, I think, apprehended people of, quote, special interest, as they're called. Those are individuals from terrorist-related nations, you know, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, or whatever. And so those are just the ones apprehended. So if you multiply that times, let's say, five, because they're not apprehending most of the individuals coming across, that's 45,000 potential terrorists. And we know that some Mexican officials have said, and this is years ago, that they, in fact, had caught some individuals who they literally considered terrorists trying to get into this country. And so let's say there's 45,000 potential terrorists, and only 1% of them are real terrorists. Just think what 450 dedicated terrorists could do. Trained, well-trained on evasive tactics, you know, chemical weapons, you know, whatever it is. Just think of that possibility, and you begin to see that the current administration can't really be serious about this this war on terror. And so...
Because they have a catch-and-release program, and ever since George Bush has been there, even before that, I mean, under Bill Clinton, because we have bipartisan treason, why they would catch these people. I mean, the Border Patrol agents would be out there, they'd track them down, they'd catch them, they'd arrest them, and then, you know, they would release them and give them a notice for a deportation hearing, and they wouldn't come back.
Right.
But why should they come back? And they knew they weren't going to come back. And you say, how could anything be this insane? Well, I would say it's not insane. It's really diabolical. What it is to give the American people the idea that we're guarding the border, we're really not. Because the loyalty of our leaders, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, and, of course, the occult forces behind that, like the Lucius Trust, and you can go up on their web page and read all about the Lucius Trust. They have a web page. They're not going to tell you they're a Luciferian organization. They've always been a Luciferian organization, and you can trace them back to Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and their front organization, the New Group of World Servers, NGWS. And that's what Dr. Cuddy's mentioning. Some of the CEOs of some of the most powerful international corporations. The man who is said, and I don't believe it's true, but to be the richest man in the country, Bill Gates, why is his foundation financing the New Group of World Servers? We'll be right back here. Ask yourself that question. Are they being rewarded for their service?
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, and you must understand that the people who embrace the dark side are well rewarded. I mean, some of the richest people in the world are part of this movement to create a one-world government and destroy Christianity. And if you join them, you could get ahead, too. We carry these wonderful videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. And you'll see these rock stars who, with literally millions of dollars, the most popular rock stars and music entertainers in the country. But, of course, they have knowingly sold their souls to the devil. And have you noticed how many of the rock stars die very young, addicted to drugs and sex and alcohol and well, the devil comes to claim his own. People laugh at that idea that there truly is a real devil, a real Satan, a real spiritual battle going on. But check the facts. I mean, read this. I think that this is excellent, part 3 of Religion and World Government. Read it through several times. And then go to the website of the Lucis Trust. Go to the website of the group of New World Servers and find out who does finance them. And if you have difficulty tracking down the names, why, we'll be glad to tell you how on the website you can find the Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation funding this Luciferian organization. Don't they have any idea what they're doing? Pick up the story, Dr. Cuddy.
You had said before the break about it being traced back to Blavatsky. She and Madame Blavatsky and Annie Besant actually published something, a journal called Lucifer Publishing for a while, then its name changed, Lucifer Magazine, and then the name changed to the Theosophical Monthly. But they were succeeded by Alice Bailey, whose works were first published by Lucifer Publishing, and she's, as I said, one of her early offshoots of Lucifer Publishing, which became Lucis Trust, was this new group of world servers in 1925. And they have several other organizations. Triangles is one, World Goodwill is another, the Arcane School. But they have maintained the UN's meditation room for quite a while. They're very thick there. You'll find that at UN functions sometimes, like the Earth Summit with Maurice Strong a little over 10 years ago, they would begin with the Lucis Trust, Alice's Great Invocation, as she calls it, which is symbolically occultic, but that, you know, they do that at these UN functions. And in terms of what you're saying about there being a real devil and they sold their soul for rock and roll and so forth, a lot of the famous groups are into that. You'll have songs by the Rolling Stones known as Satan's Jesters. You know, there's a big yuck, and they'll make light of these things on television when there really has been a conditioning process. I guess that's what this article, these four-part series on Religion World Government I've done, is a psychological conditioning. They've really conditioned the American public to believe that Jesus, for example, wasn't really serious. You know, when he was talking about "Get thee behind me, Satan," and when they list over and over again certain things that will send a soul to hell forever. I mean, if Jesus came here just to be a nice teacher, and he died for nothing on the cross because whatever you do is going to be forgiven because, you know, it's a God of love who doesn't really care about sin, then Jesus wasted his time in doing that. But for some reason, the population, the culture, the music, the television, and so on have conditioned people to think, well, you know, whatever I do, it's no big deal. God loves me, and I'll be forgiven, and so on. And they totally ignore the need for repentance. And constantly Jesus is saying, lest thou repent, and so on. So anyway, the point is, as psychological conditioning that's going on, and as I said in previous programs, I'll just reiterate very, very briefly, don't look, I encourage listeners not to look at things in terms of only what they seem to be. In other words, it's okay to look at the Middle East. It's okay to look at an election between two Skull and Bones members, you know, for what it is, Republicans and Democrats, and look at what's going on in Iran on its face, you know, in a logical sort of way. That's okay. But I would encourage you also to look at it in a different light. Look at everything that goes on, whether it's a political movement, decision, crisis, you know, Iran developing nuclear weapons and threatening people, whatever. Look at it also in terms of, if there is a power elite that's manipulating things, how does this fit in their dialectical plan to manipulate us through synthesis and various Delphi techniques into a world government? I keep reiterating, I encourage you to look at, because like you said, Dr. Stan, if you look at Iran and this sort of madman leader and his, you know, wishing jihad and, you know, developing nuclear weapons and blowing up Israel and so forth and so on, logically, it doesn't seem to make sense. However, if you look at it in terms of a grand psychological chessboard that's going on, manipulating people, then it does seem to make sense. And so this part three of my series begins with that, more or less, as a focus, because I say mass psychological control via the Tavistock method or the T method, and it's this Delphi facilitation of synthesis that's going on. You build people to a pressure point, you know, you put them under extreme pressure, sort of like Pavlov was doing, and they will react in a way that you want them to. It was developed by the Tavistock Institute of Medical Technology, and we've mentioned their deputy director, John Rawlings-Reese, before, and he actually coined the term psychologically controlled environment. And it wasn't just an individual like, you know, a Pavlovian dog. It was a mass scale. Mass media would be used to manipulate certain population groups, or, you know, whatever you wanted to do at the time. And I thought particularly interesting was a article that he had in a journal. It's called Mental Health, or, you know, a respected mental health journal back in 1940, where he was saying what they were up to. And he said, quote, "We can therefore justifiably stress our particular point of view with regard to the proper development of the human psyche. We have made a useful attack upon a number of professions. The two easiest of them naturally are the teaching profession and the church." The church, remember that. In 1945, Rockefeller Foundation medical director Alan Gregg had recommended something a little different, something a little new. And what they wanted to do was see if they could get wartime psychology they had developed into the civilian population. And so they decided to fund a new entity called the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations to further that. So psychology is a very important part of how they would manipulate and use the church. And they have to have, you know, institutions to go through. And so John Foster Dulles, who I mentioned in a previous part of the article, he had helped prepare the charter for the UN, and John D. Rockefeller, a very close friend, gave a check for $8.5 million so the UN could purchase the land for its New York City headquarters. And I think I had mentioned last time how Dulles had taken Rockefeller, when he was chairman of the Rockefeller Foundation, around just before Dulles became Secretary of State, for 2 years. They spent on the road going to third world countries in Africa saying, you know, these people are just having too many births. We've got to have some eugenic population control here. We don't want all these non-whites overrunning everything. They're somewhat racist in nature, actually. And so, you know, John D. the Third said, "Hey, that's great. You know, let's have a population council, and then we'll fund a bunch of stuff." So anyway, right after that, Dulles becomes Secretary of State under Eisenhower from 1953 to 59. And in that year, he has health problems, and he actually dies. shortly after he resigns from office. But in that year, 59, is the year that the Rockefeller Brothers Fund issued a report they called the Mid-Century Challenge to U.S. Foreign Policy. And why I'm putting that in here is they say, quote, "We cannot escape and indeed should welcome the task which history has imposed on us. This is the task of helping to shape a new world order in all its dimensions, spiritual, economic, political, and social." Now, once again, I emphasize, note that word spiritual. We have Tavistock infiltrating and attacking the churches with psychological conditioning. And now we have the Rockefeller Brothers Fund saying basically they're going to create this new spiritual world that we're going to live in. And so David Rockefeller, later, was at the time chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. During that time, in 73, he decided to found the Trilateral Commission, and Barry Goldwater, the senator from Arizona, in 1979, had his book, his autobiography called With No Apologies. And in there, he said, quote, "My view, the Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical." Once again, note that word, the last word in that quote, ecclesiastical control. So these are very important elements here that involve the church and religion. Well, at about that time, or the year before, actually, that Rockefeller became chairman of the CFR, you have this individual named Arnold Toynbee, who we've talked about before. He was an important member of Cecil Rhodes' Association of Helpers, Rhodes, part of Rhodes' secret society. And Toynbee had written a lot of books, and this one in 69 was called Experiences. And you have quoted before, we've discussed before, how Toynbee, way back, 1931, had said how they were going to work with all their might to wrest, W-R-E-S-T, this mysterious force called sovereignty, out of the clutches of the local nation states of the world. So we know, you know, this is like almost 40 years before he's writing this book, Experiences, what they're up to. And what he said in this later book, later part of his life, not long before he died, was, quote, "I believe that in the 21st century," now that's now, you know, he's looking in the future, 21st century, "human life is going to be a unity in all its aspects and activities." Remember, I've mentioned in the past about this synthesis, this unity they're bringing about. Toynbee goes on, quote, "I believe that in the field of religion, sectarianism is going to be subordinated to ecumenicalism, and that in the field of politics, nationalism is going to be subordinated to world government," end quote. And that literally is the plan. I mean, this, you know, Cecil Rhodes had his plan, his secret society. Toynbee is an important part of that. And he's talking here about the 21st century. And that really is it, sort of in a nutshell.
But, you know, I think it's so important for the listeners to understand when they speak of this ecumenical movement, they mean uniting all religions. And that is doing away with Christianity. And the two go together. The one world government, the destruction of national sovereignty, and, of course, this new world religion. This is what people don't understand, is that they knew a long time ago that if you had people who were answerable to God, who believed in God, who believed in individual freedom under God, you couldn't enslave them. That's why, during the 1960s, they took God and prayer out of our schools. Long-term planning. Get those Ten Commandments out. We can't have the children realizing that God has a plan for their lives, and there are certain restrictions on what you can do. They'll tell them, you're totally free. Do whatever you want to. You be the judge of what's right and wrong. And how many 15-year-old kids can decide what's wrong on right or wrong based upon their feelings? So these evil and wicked people have always wanted to destroy our society and enslave our people. And once you could destroy the religious foundation of our nation, once you could destroy this idea that we are to be ruled by God, not by government, why, of course, we got on the steady downhill spiral we're on today. As our leaders now are working to destroy the sovereignty of our nation, and the people are the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and they control our government. I mean, we got a new Secretary of Defense named Robert Gates. Where did he come from? Why, he came from the Council on Foreign Relations, former director of the CIA. These people play musical chairs, and you think anything's going to be different? You think we're going to get out of Iraq? Do you honestly believe that? No, it's all showbiz. And, of course, the actors are playing their part over there. But an awful lot of brave men are dying, and they're dying unnecessarily because the war on terrorism is contrived to distract us from what's really going on at home and to justify the draconian new laws like the John Warner Act that just passed and the Military Commission Act and all of these things we had to enact to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's probably been dead for some years, but it doesn't really matter. We still see him on television all the time, and we tremble with fear. He's going to get us if we don't watch out. We'll be right back.
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
This is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and you can find many of his articles at newsreviews.com. You can go up there, and newsreviews.com, go to the left side, you'll see a section for Dr. Dennis Cuddy. You click in on that. And then, of course, they can get a list of all of his articles, pull them down, put them in a folder, bind them, and study them, because there's wisdom there you'll not find elsewhere. Now, we do have a project, and that is we'd like to get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book, The Secret Records Revealed, back in print. He has a number of excellent books that are out of print. They're very expensive if you go up on the Internet. Well, we have an opportunity to get his book, Secret Records Revealed, and, of course, we've added a index. We've added the An epilogue to bring it up to date, and of course, if you'd like a pre-publication case of Dr. Cuddy's books, they're $149.95, markedly reduced price. You can use these books as a weapon to inform people, because the one thing the people on the other side hate is the truth. So if you'd like to get a case of Dr. Cuddy's books, remember that we're not going to print them until we have the pledges, and $149.95 will get you a case of the books as soon as they are printed. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and we won't put your credit card number in until we're ready to go to press, until we actually have the books being printed. Give us a call. This is something that you can do to help Dr. Cuddy and help myself get the truth out, because there's no better source, a more reliable source of information than Dr. Cuddy. And one of the finest books he's written is Secret Records Revealed. Going into the background of Cecil Rhodes' secret society, which became the Council on Foreign Relations, and whether you know it or not, Chris, literally all the key people in government come from the Council on Foreign Relations. If you doubt that, go to their website, see it, Council on Foreign Relations, and, of course, then put down the, pull down the part on history or CFR, history CFR, and they even brag about how being a member of the CFR is sort of a rite of passage, how when people have analyzed the key people in government, over half of them come from the CFR. And what does the CFR believe in? It believes in a new world order. It was established to create this new world order. And believe me, if you read the publications, as I do, in Foreign Affairs Magazine, where incidentally the September-October issue lead article says, hey, there really isn't any terrorist threat, but boy, we've sure got these guys out there snooker to believe there is. But in reality, the reason they haven't hit us again is because the threat of Al-Qaeda is really non-existent. If that's true, then everybody who's died in Afghanistan and Iraq are the American boys, and those who've come home without their arms or legs or sight, it was all for naught. It was all a fraud. We're not fighting terrorism over there. We're actually increasing terrorism. And who's going to be held responsible? And what about the 600,000 Iraqis who have died, at least according to the recent John Hopkins evaluation of the number of Iraqis who have died, you know, who would not have died if we had not invaded. What about those 600,000 Iraqis? Who's responsible for that? Why, ladies and gentlemen, the good people of this country who are not doing anything, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, we hope that you'll want to join us in this truly spiritual battle. And one thing you can do is help us get this book of Dr. Cuddy's back in print. That's Secret Records Revealed, and if you'd like to get a pre-publication case of his books that you can get to other people to help to convince them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And with that as a background, Dr. Cuddy, you pick up the story.
Oh, okay. briefly, on what you mentioned about Iraq, once again, looking at it in terms of how the power elite is manipulating us to their ultimate goal of a world government. And don't forget that H.G. Wells, in one of his books, said that in the future, he was writing this back in the 1930s, he said it would come out of something at Basra, Iraq. I mean, he could have picked anywhere, you know, Paris, Berlin, whatever, but he's picking Basra, Iraq for this major conference that would initiate this world state, or as we know it, world government. And Wells, one of Wells's book was called The New World Order. And in terms of all the Iraqis who died, you remember that interview they had after the first Gulf War with Madeleine Albright, and said, well, you know, the Iraqi children, because of this embargo you have on things, we project or have found about 75,000 young children have died because of lack of medicine and so forth. Is it worth the price? I think it was Leslie Stahl, somebody who asked her that. She said, well, yeah, it's too bad, but yeah, that's worth the price. Tough, you know, tough luck. And so all of this is part of a grand plan. There is, as you said, sort of a cultic or New Age element, and one of the things that Radio Liberty has is my mother's tree chart on a New Age, New World Order that gives a lot of information about various groups that are involved in this. Is one-page oversized front and back. And before the break, you had mentioned how they want to unite the various religions of the world, and there have been various syncretistic elements. You have the Temple of Understanding with its occultic members, as well as others. I mean, you know, endorsers of that, I think, were Pope John Paul, John the 23rd, and some others. More recently, you have the United Religions Initiative under the Episcopal Bishop, Bishop Swing, has been moving forward. And in case you think, well, you know, this is just some flaky leftist of particular denominations, and surely somebody as strict as the Jews wouldn't be involved in that, well, you need to sort of guess again. The BBC reported just back in March of this year that the chief rabbi of Israel, Yonah Metzger, had called for the creation of a world body with representatives from the major religious groups. He called it the United Nations of Religious Groups. So, you know, everybody's getting sucked into this thing. And the reason, as you said before the break, Dr. Stan, about the Ten Commandments, they don't want that. Well, as I said, think about it in terms of a manipulative conditioning. What happens, for example, when they kicked out school prayer and Bible reading in the early 60s, they waited on the Ten Commandments. You know, at the time you say, well, if they're going to attack this, you know, why not say separation of church and state, remove the Ten Commandments? But they didn't. And they didn't in the 70s, and they didn't in the 80s. It's only fairly recently that a major attack on the Ten Commandments, whether that's against outside of the court in Alabama, and Judge Roy Moore, or, you know, in Kentucky, I think there's a current case involving Kentucky and another state. Why now? And the reason, of course, is that you now have a desire by this paralegal to replace the Ten Commandments, and that's the Earth Charter. And both Gorbachev and Maurice Strong, who were responsible for it, it's actually written by another Rockefeller, Stephen Rockefeller, who's Nelson Rockefeller's son, wrote it, but Gorbachev and Strong are the prime movers behind it, have both been said, stated, that this is like a new Ten Commandments. So if you're going to have a new one, you can't have this bothersome old one hanging around telling people what they thou shalt do and not do. And so look at it in terms of this doesn't just happen by accident, but part of a plan.
We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Have you been trying to figure out how to beat rising fuel costs by getting more miles per gallon? Do you dread the thought of your next fill-up? Every time you look, fuel prices have just gone ballistic. Finally, there's help. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and noon on Sunday to the Fuel Crisis Solution and hear an expert explain how to get those extra miles using an EPA-registered method. Can't wait for the show? Want more information? Call 1-866-577-9760. 1-866-577-9760.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herbs policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herbs Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and so our guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and for the last segment here, we're talking about his article, going into the background of religion and world government. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're using religion. They've infiltrated religion. They have their people planted in the highest places of the religious establishment today. And how do you think Ted Haggard got, you know, to be the head of the National Association of Evangelicals? And they've replaced him with a man who's into contemplative prayer, which is, of course, a vehicle by which you put yourself into a trance and leave yourself open to demonic manifestations, to demonic infiltration of your very psyche. This is the same technique that they use in Tibet and certainly in various Eastern mysticism. And now the man who is pushing contemplative prayer has taken over the National Association of Evangelicals to replace a homosexual, a man who's been, you know, using homosexual prostitutes and amphetamines and leading the religious movement in America. This is why you've got to get back to God. You've got to get back to a personal relationship with the Lord, not depend upon some mega church someplace there and whether it in Colorado or any place else in the country, because so many of these churches have been infiltrated. I know my own church here in Santa Cruz, when they went into the church growth movement, and later the minister left and actually did a series of talks he gave about the fact that he himself was demonically possessed. And it was during this time when he was going into the church growth movement. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan is alive and well, and his demons are working right here. And they're working not only within the general society, they're working within the Christian church. We need to take the Christian church back and get it back to Christianity instead of letting it being used to push this idea of the New World Order, the New World Religion. So go ahead, pick up the story, Dennis.
Okay, with a little bit of time left, I'll have to sort of abbreviate and whiz through it. In the first part of the series, I had mentioned Baptist, and now I'm saying relevant to Methodists. There's a Methodist minister, George Blunt, actually in the town where I live, who authored this book, Peace Through World Government, which was a history of the World Federalist Movement. It was dedicated to a Rhodes Scholar, of course, Robert Lee Humber, who began a declaration of the Federation of the World and got about 20-some states to sign on to this thing back in the 1940s. But anyway, in this book, Blunt is proposing that the Christian Church should give its full support to the World Federalist, and his hope was that the United Methodist Church, of which he was a minister, would be pushing this, and then certain other groups like the Quakers, Society of Friends, would lead this effort, and it would eventually have the opportunity of a world Christian community to demonstrate the need for world brotherhood and world government. And so he was rationalizing this, that this is the reason we should be here. Jesus Christ is the supreme reason for the union of nation states into a world government. So he's trying to link the two. And toward the end of the book, he referred to Lord Alfred Tennyson's Locksley Hall, which talked about the Parliament of Man and the Federation of the World. And at the end, he says, Tennyson's prophecy will come true when there is the and he's quoting from the poem, there is a common sense of most shall hold a fretful world in awe, and the kindly earth shall slumber lapped in universal law. And he would go on, and this isn't just an opinion. You know, I could give a lot of individual ministers who, you know, might be supporting this, but it doesn't represent the church. But in the Book of Discipline, this is the United Methodist Church in 68. This is the church. You can read where they say, quote, we believe that Christianity cannot be nationalistic. We believe the United Nations is the working center of international cooperation, which provides the most hopeful avenue for leading to peace and world order, end quote. And then during this period of time in the 60s, you have an individual, Robert Mueller, who becomes Assistant Secretary General of the UN. He's there for many, many years. And he authors a number of books, one called New Genesis, where he says the UN flag should be in all houses of worship, and then a later one where he talks about we should do away with absolute, obsolete, abusive national sovereignty. And so, and I mentioned before about the new group of world servers being very, very close to the UN and Eleusis Trust maintaining the UN's meditation room. And what you find is that these people, the new group of world servers, are also called the hierarchy of liberated souls, or the transmitters of the purpose. Remember that word, the purpose. And what they're doing, they say, their own language, molding public opinion and acting as a synthesizing factor within humanity to lay the foundations of right human relations and ultimate world unity. And Alice Bailey, who formed this group, said, this plan will take shape and we'll have this world federation taking shape by 2025. That's their goal. I mentioned before 2018 is the goal for the world currency called the Phoenix. Well, 2025 is their world federation they hope to have in place. And next in this series, I give a quote by a Baha'i named Dan Wheatley. He's attending their function, New Group of World Service function in 98, and he's a world federalist, and he talks about seeing himself in a parliament of humanity, and he's a world citizen. And he says we must work with humility to dig the foundations of a new world order. Well, it would seem, unfortunately, that we're on our way to fulfilling what Bailey called the plan. And that's a synthesized common faith, world religion, and world federation by 2025. And what I want to point out here, since I said how a Catholic pope in the 60s had promoted world government, what the dangers of this were actually recognized many, many years before that, back in the 1920s, by another Catholic pope, this time Pope Pius XI. And he said, as long as individuals and nations continue to deny or refuse to acknowledge the rule of Christ our Savior, little by little, the Christian religion has been made the equal of other and false religions and has been lowered to their level. We have already written in sorrow in our encyclical Ubi Arcano of this abandonment of Christ on the part of both individuals and nations. The more dear name of our Redeemer is passed over in shameful silence, and the more his commandments are ignored, so much the more necessary it is to acclaim him king and to announce everywhere the rights of his royal dignity and power. End quote. Now, the point is, he's writing that in 1925. So the danger of this movement has been seen a long, long time ago. And what these people, the power elite, believe is that their common faith world religion, the world socialist government, will bring us peace to the world. But you need to remember that Christ said he did not come to bring peace as the world knows peace.
God bless. Thanks very much, Dennis. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
6245. Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. It was in 1842 when Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote a poem that would change the course of the world. And this is what he wrote in part. For I dipped into the future, far as any eye could see, saw a vision of the world and all the wonders that could be, heard the heavens filled with shouting and the rain to ghastly dew, of the nation's airy navies grappling in the central blue, till the war drums throbbed no longer and the battle flags were furled in the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World. And that was what the dream was. You'll find, if you read the writings of Edward Bellamy or Arthur Schlesinger Jr. or Sidney Andrew Carnegie, or references that Dr. Cuddy made this morning to the writings of the intellectual elite, the people who really rule behind the scenes, many who, of course, have given themselves over to the dark side, references to Tennyson's poem, Locksley Hall, and the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World. What's wrong with that? Well, nothing would be wrong with that if people could be free, but what they really want is a dictatorship. And the question is, do you value freedom more than you do all the things you get from government? Are you willing to forego the government providing for your health care and your pensions and all of these things? Is freedom really important to you? Well, it was important to our founding fathers, and that is why they risked their life and their fortune and their sacred honor to give us the freedom we have today. What are you willing to do to preserve it? Well, you can help us here at Radio Liberty as we reach out 5 hours a day trying to get people to understand that freedom is not free. It was purchased in the past with the blood and suffering of others before us, but the wars of the last century were all contrived. They were all contrived by the people who held the reins of power and were dedicated to the destruction of America and institution of a world government. And World War One was fought to bring about the League of Nations, and World War Two was fought to bring about the United Nations, and Korea was fought to convince the American people that we really didn't have communists in control of our government, because our government had given Eastern Europe and China to the communists after the Second World War. And that's true. It was not the communist influence. It was the fact that our government was controlled by members of the Council on Foreign Relations, dedicated to world government, a front for the secret society Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891. And you can read all about that in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which we carry, a book so effective that somebody immediately after the book was published came in and bought up the publisher and destroyed the place to the first half of the book. And you can hear Professor Quigley telling that story in my interview with him that's available in the Secret Government 4-tape set, or you can get that tape set with the Tragedy and Hope special and get his book and the book on the foundations and certainly the interview with Professor Quigley, all there, of course, on the Tragedy and Hope special. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get a case of the books at a drastically reduced price. Help us get the truth out across America. Join the Radio Liberty family. Become informed, and then help us spread the word. Talk to others. Don't tell them. Ask them questions. Try to get them thinking. Listen to our programs. And go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to us on the internet there, and directly or indirectly, 5 hours a day. Certainly, you want to listen to this program. Our program is rebroadcast here in Colorado every afternoon, 3 or 4 days a week. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for my ministry, for provision, protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibit